May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Well, I planned on doing one thing, but I'm going to do something different. Those of you who are CTKers, you'll hear a little bit more about this Sunday and more of an expanded version on Easter morning. But as Bracken was reading that gospel, it just jumped out. So it's one of the ways the Holy Spirit kind of tells me, redirect. There's just a word will just jump out, come alive. His word, your spirit and life. And so there's just this thing, he jumped out, this phrase that he used that sort of jumped out at me. And the word was, his hour has come. And the scripture says things like that a lot. Like there were several times in the gospels when it said, his hour has not yet come. And then his hour has come. And then in Acts chapter 1, because you know I'm just swimming in the book of Acts and just living in that place because I believe that's our plumb line, the life of Christ. And then as it's carried forth and continued in the early church in the book of Acts, those are people we can relate to a lot more than even Jesus' humanity. They're like a plumb line that God's calling us to adjust to. Like I said to you, one of the words that I'm going to probably post it today or tomorrow, prophetic words, is that God says that we're no longer in a season where we're studying the Word, that the Word is now studying us and measuring us. We've too often studied the Word and adjusted it to our experience. Now the Word's studying us and saying, you have to adjust to the truth, even if you have to leave behind your experience. Because it's the truth that transforms us and sets us free. So I was thinking about this place in the book of Acts when he said those words, his hour had come. And after Jesus spends 40 days doing this seminar on the kingdom of God, and of course he was talking to them about manifesting, preaching, expanding the kingdom, when he gets through with that, then they ask him this question so that when they came together, they were asking him, saying perpetually, continually, repeatedly, Lord, is it at this time you're restoring the kingdom of Israel? I love them. They just don't get it. They're just so much like us. And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or epochs which the Father has fixed by his own authority. That's an amazing scripture to me because it sounds like God just does something sovereignly. And it's got nothing to do with human behavior. And that can be true. But you see, I also believe that sometimes God fixes things and it's got a lot to do with us. It's like God said, this is going to happen once they've positioned themselves and they've gotten here. And once they get to this place, then it's fixed that this is going to happen. And I believe that that's true in the book of Acts. I believe that's true because after that, he told them, he says, now I want you to go and wait. And that word wait there doesn't just mean lay around. It means to lean against, to abide around, to circle, going, looking to expectantly, kind of holy way. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? They didn't know it was going to be 10 days. They didn't even, we don't have any indication they even knew it was going to be Pentecost. He knew. Because he knew it was going to take that to get them there. It could have been 50 days or 100 days or a year. They were prepared to go until they got to a place that God had fixed. And the fixed place had everything to do with where they were going to end up being, where their hearts would be shifted to. When they get there, then it's fixed that I'm going to do this. Again, impacting God's, causing God to seemingly recalibrate his clock. Well, really what happens is he recalibrates our hearts so that those things he has fixed, he can bring to pass. Do you hear what I'm saying? If you don't hear what I'm saying, ask God to help you. Because what I'm trying to tell you is your part in this whole process is I think the hour came when the fullness of time had happened. It says when Pentecost had fully come, Pentecost had fully come because their hearts were now fully ready. He knew it would take 10 days, but what if they had quit after 9? Again, CTKers, you got to hang in there because we're going to do this again Sunday. What if they had stopped at 9? But you see, he knew they were prepared to go 100. That's what I think God's saying. God's sovereign purposes that he's fixed are dependent on us reaching a place. That's the fixed time. It's attached to that. It's conditional. Where are we at? I was reading through Acts chapter 5, the story of Ananias and Sapphira. That's kind of scary. You know what it says about them? It says, Ananias, you know, Barnabas had sold his property. Others were selling their property. Ananias didn't have to sell his property. Makes it really clear. He could have even sold his property and said, I'm giving half to the apostles and I'm going to keep half to myself. It says that. You had your own authority. But what he did was he said, I'm giving everything that I have. But he kept some back for himself. See, that's the thing that grieves God's heart, is when we pretend that we're giving it all. We talk about giving it all, but we've intentionally held some back. I'm not talking about money. I'm just talking about our will, our life. But I believe when we're at that place where we intentionally, not that we're perfect yet, say you got it all, and we're moving in that realm, that all kinds of fixed things start happening from God. His clock starts going bang, 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 bingo, bingo, bingo. And that's where I want to be. That's where I want us to be. Amen? Amen. So you're going to be able to hear this again Sunday? Okay. Well, you don't, even if you don't want to, you're going to hear it again Sunday. Because I think God wants to get it inside of us. Amen? I'm so glad I have a part, aren't you?
Yep.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.